I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up, saying goodbye to Deirdre, or the feeding tube decision. Well, folks, my much-loved sister Deirdre died a few weeks ago, 50 years old. Deirdre was a person with Down syndrome, severely retarded, with the intellect of a 2-year-old child. But like most people with Downs, she was very loving. We psychologists would say she had emotional IQ smarts and was very easy to love. Of course, like everybody, she had her frustrating side, like when she didn't want to go somewhere, she just refused to put on her shoes. Pretty clever. A toddler, you can pick up and carry him, shoes or no, but ever try to carry 100 grown-up pounds of no? That was fun. Anyway, she could only say a few words, so we loved each other without talking much. We had a game where I'd sing Old MacDonald to her and stretch out the animal sounds impossibly long until she would say, "Did she stop?" and give me her "get out of here" wave of the hand and then giggle. People with Downs don't usually live beyond 50 or so, and they often develop Alzheimer's disease in their later years. True for Dido, too. And a few years ago, she started slipping away, talking her talk less and less, responding less nonverbally, until she was in a wheelchair, just sitting, finally no longer even looking at me when I talked to her. I was her legal guardian, and about 8 months ago, she got less interested in eating, started losing weight. Often true was out with Alzheimer's. The nursing home staff asked if I wanted a feeding tube inserted into her belly. Wow. Tough decision, and almost everybody you talk with about these decisions about how to die has an opinion, and often they try to get one to do what would make them feel comfortable. I thought about it and thought she'd live longer, but she didn't enjoy anything anymore, and I didn't think she'd choose to keep living like that, no matter what other people might want. So I decided no tube, to let her die at her own natural pace. It was hard to hear from her staff and see that she was losing more weight. No pain, but skinnier and skinnier. And to have staff offer her the feeding tube option again after we'd decided and told them once was hard too. Staff are people too, with their own difficulties watching people they love, after working with them for a while, die. Yeah, sad and painful. Near the end, it was useful and comforting to connect with the hospice folks. They're experts in dying. They walked me through the journey. Good to have people like them who answered tough questions without an opinion about what one should do. Like, question, Deirdre stopped eating and drinking. How long will she live? Or, Deirdre's breathing is changing. Is that normal? Is she suffering? The staff is offering oxygen. Will that make things easier for her or just prolong her dying? We had a lovely goodbye the day before. I took her out in the garden at the home, let the sun shine on her face one last time, sang Old MacDonald. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-I-O, and on this farm he had some Ditos, E-I-I-O, with a ditchy stop here and a ditchy stop there, here a ditchy stop, there a ditchy stop, everywhere a ditchy stop. And then she did. Bye, sweetie. I'm Dr. Rich O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.